Hello there, it's Tanya Gabrielle, wealth astrologist, and welcome to your May 2020 edition of the Premium Wealth Forecast. As usual, we are going to check into the universal month number for May 1st. Then I will go into great detail regarding the two lunations, the Scorpio full moon and the Gemini new moon. And following that, I will dive into the star codes, the astronomology for every day in May. So let's start with the fact that May 2020 is a 9 universal month. So this is very much about shifting gears into full release mode, looking at how to finalize situations, projects, wrapping up unfinished business before we get to June, because June is going to be a 10 universal month, which reduces to 1, and that will definitely feel like new beginnings. And just as an aside, I think this will be in line too with opening up any shelter in place far more, allowing people to move about freely. I think a lot of that will shift by the time we get into even the end of May, but definitely by June, because in the numerology code, there is a major shift in play as May brings endings to things. And so this is a wonderful time to cleanse, clean, feng shui, do the things you've been wanting to do anyways, but, you know, ignored, for whatever reason, and that would be to even pack things up, to put things in order, to put things in storage, to clean closets, clean your fridge, you know. Just understand that you're lightening up your life by paying off debts, and this can be debts, emotional debts, financial debts, responsibility. You're ridding yourself of guilt, and you're ridding yourself of anything you don't need. And you certainly don't need guilt in your life. So this is a great time in May to look at who might need your help as well, because 9 is all about unconditional love, compassion. So it's a great time to not only release things personally in your own life, but also to resolve issues by helping others heal conflicts. And that in turn will help you bring about healing in your own life. 9 is a very creative number. It is in the 3-6-9 triad in numerology, so it is connected to the heart and connected to the arts, to music, to dance, to sculpture, to painting, anything to do with uplifting your heart center, because being creative is going to be very high vibrational at this time as you're releasing. So you're nourishing your heart as you're letting go of pain or letting go of unnecessary things in your life. So 9 cycles bring culminations. It's where you reap the rewards of the past. Anything you've done, anything you've seeded, it comes to a culmination with the number 9, which signifies the end of a cycle. And so that can mean dreams are fulfilled. That can mean you've come to a point where you know you have to complete something. You're not starting anything in May. Now, if you yourself have a different personal code that indicates new beginnings, then that will override any universal code which shows endings. So just know that your personal code overrides everything, because that is personal to you, unique to you. So we're in an ending cycle, though, as a collective, as human beings, and this will really be a great leap. So really use this time to purge, especially emotionally. And if you do that, then June will be just such a refreshing breath of fresh air for you, because you will have completed and ended energy that has basically outlived its welcome and are now ready to go. So the general theme is release. And now let's look at the two lunations, because the first lunation, the Scorpio full moon, is very tied into the emotional restructuring and release theme that is also apparent in the numerology code. So we begin with the Scorpio full moon, and that happens on May 7th. And it is a very powerful month in May because every universal day number, like the 7th of May, will resonate to the same universal date number. So the root number is the same. So it's the 7th of May, and then the whole date adds up to 16, and 1 plus 6 reduced to 7. So it's a double 7 day. And that, of course, is very much about observation and reflection and learning, listening, getting out into nature, serenity, meditation, spending time alone. So it's a very spiritual number. And so this full moon in Scorpio, which is a deeply heartfelt sign of getting to the core truth of the matter, really lines up beautifully with that double seven code. Now, the sun will be conjunct Mercury and the moon opposite Mercury. And Mercury actually ties in beautifully with that number seven because both are connected to the mind. The number seven is in the 1-5-7 mind triad in numerology, and Mercury is the messenger and governs the mind. So your focus will be very much on thinking practically and being able to consciously engage with your mind, fully consciously engage with your intentions. And also know that your thoughts will be moving pretty fast around this time with this conjunction to the sun. And this is interesting because the retrograde with Mercury happens a bit later. It happens the following month. It happens in June. So right now, until June 19th, when Mercury stations retrograde in Cancer, your mind is very, very active and you're able to communicate very easily. So this is enhanced during this full moon. And then the moon opposite Mercury can mean that your feelings, governed by the moon, need to be realigned and brought into balance with your thoughts. So there may be a bit of a conflict between what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and you need to bring those into harmony. And that can cause a little bit of a feeling unsettled, and you need to channel that nervous energy and sense a readjustment taking place in how you're thinking about certain things. So use the energy to work on a project that requires a lot of deep, methodical thinking and analysis, or you can get into very deep, passionate conversations with close friends so that you have a way to air the message, the communication inside of you, and share it with somebody. That's a good way to channel this energy. Getting things in order in your home and work environment is also important. Now, the full moon forms a very beautiful triangle with Neptune. The moon is trine Neptune, the sun sextile Neptune. And the moon is in Scorpio, a water sign, and Neptune, of course, is a water planet. So this really enhances your psychic abilities and your imagination and your intuition. They're wonderfully magnified. And that means engaging in soul-centered activities, creative artistic projects is very much enhanced, as is a huge download in terms of understanding your visions, like having a big vision of something and using your imagination to bring it to life. It's also a very sweet, delicate, light, spiritual energy that's activated. And so daydreaming or even listening to your dreams, those are intensified. It's a wonderful time to just sink into that lovely connection that you have when you just let your mind wander. And mystical experiences also are very prevalent as well with this beautiful triangle with Neptune. Basically, you feel extra sensitive, super sensitive, very intuitive. You have wonderful empathy, are open to others because of the water energy. You're open to sharing love, receiving love. And your dreams are really vivid. And then other transits during this full moon is a very powerful code. The number 20 is activated with Mercury sextile Neptune and Venus square Neptune. That's exact during the full moon. So Neptune is really activated. So we want to understand the impact of that planet. So Mercury will be at 20 degrees, Neptune at 20 degrees, and Venus at 20 degrees. And that opens up two 2020 codes, which is all about correct timing and patience and peace, listening, observation, and of course, sharing one-on-one with others, communication. So Mercury sextile Neptune enhances your imagination, inspiration. It's high vibrational energy. It is having the ability to comprehend intellectual and spiritual concepts in a way that you can even have a sense of premonition about coming events. And so you want to engage during this incredible full moon in Scorpio in deeply soul-centered activities. And again, like I said, allow your mind to wander, daydream, explore other realms. This is such a creative connection. And it's very compassionate and very tender. And that means relationships are filled with this energy. And when you socialize as well, there's a sense of just ease with the experience. Music and beauty are very important too, to just relax you and get you into that inspirational mode. Then Venus square Neptune means that you really have to act. A square is all about action, call to action. So you must act on your desire to create and to connect with source. And that connection is very, very strong right now. And remember, Venus is the ruler of Taurus. And in a Scorpio full moon, the sun is in Taurus opposite the moon in Scorpio. So when things happen with Venus, it is important. And when Venus actually touches on Neptune, the planet that really has the most activations during this full moon, it's even more important. So you want to connect with source and really make that happen. Otherwise, you can feel uncertain. You can feel insecure. Unstable, you know, because Venus being the ruler of Taurus, that's about stability. That's about security. That's about financial flow. So definitely get engaged in a creative way where you're inspired. Be extra disciplined about your true values and also about your responsibilities. Guard against being naive or easily impressionable, especially regarding matters of love and matters of money. And then you also, because you're so sensitive, so open, you want to channel this energy into something that really uplifts others, that's very tender, that is loving, and is acting as almost like a multidimensional alchemy kind of energy, because there really is a lot of magic around in terms of magical shifts and transformation that's there for you. And during this full moon, it's going to be very apparent. And then the second lunation we have occurs on May 22nd, the master number of peace, the architect of peace number. And again, all through May, we have the same root number in both the universal date and the universal day. So May 22nd in 2020 is a 13 universal date. And 13 is the most misunderstood of all the numbers because people, well, have been trained to be afraid of it. And of course, that is changing now in a big way, this fear of a number, which is pretty absurd. 13 is the number of integration because it takes the numbers 1 through 12 and, 12 being very much part of the human experience in so many ways, 12 hours of the day, 12 months, 12 signs, 12 inches in a foot. I mean, we can go on and on about the number 12, but then 13 is, if you consider the wheel of the 12 signs, and go to the middle of the wheel where the spokes all connect from the 12 houses, the 12 signs, that middle is the number 13. It's the integration point. And it is connected to the divine feminine and is connected to empowerment. And because it is about integration, when it activates during a lunation, it allows you to truly understand the driving forces in your life that are being transformed at this time. And in this case, new moon, Gemini, 2 degrees, we have an incredible code activated. Again, the number 2 shows up everywhere, which is, again, the amazing synchronicity between the stars and the numbers is there. They work together as a team, and you cannot separate them. So Friday, May 22nd, 2020 has a lot of 2s in the code. We have the sun and moon at 2 degrees. We have Mercury, the ruler of this new moon in Gemini, at 20 degrees, conjunct Venus at 20 degrees. They're both in Gemini, so 2020. And we also have Neptune at 20 degrees in Pisces. So this is quite stunning between May 22nd, 2020, Mercury ruler at 20 degrees, Venus at 20 degrees, conjunct Mercury the ruler, the sun and moon at 2 degrees, and then Neptune at 20 degrees. So just saying that will show you that there is so much harmony and balancing energy in the context of May because of the full moon also having a lot of 20s attached to it, but especially the new moon in Gemini. That's going to be a rebirth in many ways. And keep in mind, too, that at this point, Venus is retrograde. So that will slow down everything related to love and financial flow, meaning going within to dig into those resources to activate those areas of your life. And so this 2 degree Gemini helps with that because 2 is connected to listening. It is you and source being in a beautiful relationship, in an intuitive relationship. And that's what the 2000s are about, right? Is activating that intuition again, bringing in that divine feminine energy that is about cooperation. And so this is just incredibly exciting in so many ways. So the new moon in Gemini, of course, activates everything to do with Gemini, which is using your mind in a playful way and seeing both sides to any equation because of the twins. You know, there's always 2 sides, and we don't want to get bogged down into one or the other, but be understanding and stay in harmony. And, you know, Gemini likes to communicate. Gemini likes to share and go on adventures and take risks and, you know, connect with people. So there will be a lot more of that going on also in a physical way. Like I said, I feel there's going to be, especially once we get into June, more getting out of the house and feeling more free to move around and travel. And Gemini rules short distance travel as well. So you will get a sense of having more breathing room. Gemini is an air sign, so it governs the lungs as well and the air that comes through your lungs. And so we will feel a greater connection in that sense. So the new moon is trine Saturn. That means you can take your feelings seriously. Saturn is the serious planet. So definitely listen, moon being feelings. Take responsibility for your overall well-being. Self-control helps you stay on track and not lose sense of the dots that you want to connect to get to that point of victory and success. And, you know, it obviously is a journey. It's not like we want to go and not be flexible. And this moon trine Saturn allows us to just understand that we take it one moment at a time, be completely present. And if we take our feelings seriously, we will not, you know, feel insecure and imbalanced. So this is a wonderful transit for working in seclusion. It's wonderful for negotiations and for you having the confidence to step up and just get done what needs to get done. It's very practical in that way with Saturn engaged. And the sun trine Saturn, sun being merged with the moon for this new moon, it makes whatever responsibilities you have feel easy. So it means that you have a whole month of, yes, you have, you know, things that you know you must do, but it's not going to feel like a burden. And so it's a great time, again, to clear out your closets or clear your desk or clear out your fridge or whatever strikes you as needing to be a shift in lightening the energy in your life. Also listening to, reading, watching uplifting and wise presentations, words of wisdom. These are all really enhanced as well. And there's a sense of patience as well, where when Saturn trines the new moon, there's a sense of serenity and the ability to pay attention to details. Now with Saturn, Saturn is Kronos and it leaves a long-term impact. So whatever you focus on around this time is going to actually impact you for a long time. Whatever you do, whatever your projects are, it's going to leave a legacy for you. Now, the new moon is also trying to Jupiter, which is lovely, even though Jupiter is in Capricorn. It is, the trine itself is less than 5 degrees. So, you know, meaning once it's beyond 8 degrees of exactitude, then it has a lesser impact. But this definitely, even though they're in not the signs that are trine. So just to explain, Aquarius is the sign that is trine to Gemini, and Saturn is in Aquarius for that trine that I just described. Jupiter is at the end of Capricorn, so it's not in the sign that trines Gemini, but it is within a certain degree that allows the trine to still take place. So you feel very good when Jupiter is trining a new moon. It makes you very enthusiastic, very confident, hugely confident, and it favors spiritual growth as well and financial gains and your outlook on life, just being very optimistic and broad, and you trust, you have faith with Jupiter. You have a lot of gratitude. You just can laugh things off more easily, you know, using humor to decompress. And it's just lovely to have that as well. And then other transits briefly that are during this new moon in Gemini are Mercury, the ruler of Gemini, is conjunct Venus at 20 degrees, that 2020 code. Whoa, this is so exciting, I have to say. Even though Venus is retrograde, what it does is it infuses us with the words, the communication to actually move through any negotiations, any interchanges, any artistic, creative projects in an easy way. So we can express ourselves, especially expressing love or expressing conversations about abundance in a much easier way. We feel very appreciative and we can show our appreciation. And that, of course, attracts abundance. That gratitude itself is just wonderful to feel, to magnify that connection to prosperity. And then Mercury squares Neptune, and they're both at 20 degrees as well. And by the way, that means that Venus squares Neptune, because Venus and Mercury are joined at 20 degrees. So they both square Neptune. So Mercury square Neptune is important because Mercury rules this new moon in Gemini. And that means your conversations, they need to be so conscious, like you're so present. You're not working on any past residual hangups, emotional stuff. You're clearing that out, because when you address every idea in your conversations with complete conscious awareness, it will not get you pulled into a rabbit hole, which can happen with Mercury square Neptune, where you literally lose track of what you were supposed to do or say or research, and you go down a path that is creates a lot of drama and unnecessary energy waste, really. So during this new moon, it's important to not go too deeply into matters of deep concern in any way, because it can cause more confusion unless you're supremely present and allow that inspiration to flow. Because otherwise it's going to make it challenging for you to communicate in a way that allows you to share what you really want to share because of the square. So you want to be around people and activities that are uplifting, inspiring, simple, not complicated. Just keep the whole time around this new moon very simple. Breathe a lot. Remember, we're in an air sign now. Get outside, get the clarity, because without clarity, you may feel confused, and we don't want to make decisions when we're in that state. It also really enhances your intuition when Mercury and Neptune come together, even if it is a square. There's a lot of spiritual insights, but you want to stay away from any mind-altering substances, even a glass of wine. It is just, you're so sensitive when Mercury squares Neptune, especially since this is happening right at the moment that Mercury's sign Gemini has its new moon, so it's even more enhanced. So instead, just nurture your psychic abilities and your amazing imagination. And then Venus square Neptune, also at 20 degrees, which shows that intimate connection, yearning for peace, equilibrium, balance. Venus square Neptune means you have to act on your desire to create and connect with your imagination, with source. It's very, very strong. Again, a square is a call to action. If you don't do that, then again, you'll feel more uncertain. So it is very, very important you do that. And then Mars is sextiling Uranus as well. And this is very exciting because it intensifies your creativity. It gives you a yearning for liberation, for independence. And it allows you to really feel free to act on your instinct. So you can make decisions very, very quickly. Gemini is also a very quick-moving sign. Mercury is the fastest planet in the solar system. Mercury, the ruler of Gemini. Mars moves very quickly. Mars sextile Uranus means your mind is going to be moving very rapidly through ideas. So this contact with Mars and Uranus during the new moon means that you can be ready for surprising developments. You feel ready when they happen, and you feel very enthusiastic, and you can direct your intentions with wonderful results because you're open to other input, especially unusual input, and you're open to fun and excitement. And so you just are very engaged with the flow of life and the pleasure of life and manifesting change in your life. So that is the universal month number and the two lunations for May 2020. And now we're going to move into the star codes for every day in May. And there's something really special going on, as I alluded to earlier. So this is going to be very, very exciting.